It was, totally. We were expecting the NICE guidance to be available today, but we were led to believe that Northern Ireland would then do its own assessment, which would be a few weeks afterwards. Mm. So, surprise news, but absolutely fantastic news.
We've heard Callum's story before. You've been on with us before, Laura, but just remind us how this condition affects him on a daily basis.
Every muscle in Callum's body will waste away, and we will never be able to regain the strength that he's lost. He does physio twice daily. He's on heart medication. He struggles getting up and down from the floor, in and out of bed. He can't jump, he can't run, and he relies on his wheelchair for long distances.
It's been turned down several times for the medicine. It's been a long fight for you and for him. What does this mean to you today? It's an emotional day for you as well.
It's emotional. I think we still can't quite believe it. I think we've always said until we have the prescription in our hands that it won't seem real to us because we've come so close in the past and been turned down. We're almost waiting for a negative to come out of this as well. But God willing, it's going to go really fast now, and within a matter of weeks, he will be able to receive his drug.
And what difference will that make for him? It obviously is going to make life easier for him.
It will, yes. We know of other boys on the drug who were getting it in Scotland. And to be able to see a child that age who could never ride a bicycle before, going up and down hills on a bicycle, you know, you wouldn't have thought there was anything wrong with him. We have heard now from the research and the trials that it could extend his walk on average for about 7 years, which is, it's immense. And it also puts back any other complications. So although we know it's not a cure, we're halfway there.
The fear was that he could miss out because he doesn't live in England, where it's, yes, it's readily available. What do you say to the politicians today? Because it has been a long battle for you.
It has been a long battle. We've had a lot of support on the way from a lot of the politicians, and we are just so, so grateful that it's been made available. Unfortunately, we know that the Isle of Man and Scotland are not making it readily available. But we urge them to reconsider as well. This is going to be a managed access agreement, so he's only guaranteed it for 5 years, but they will monitor the progress, and if they see the results that they're looking for, they will extend that 5-year period.
And there are only another 9 families here that will know what situation you're in. Laura, have you been speaking to any of them at all today? Or?
I haven't spoken to them today. I've tried contacting them, but I'm sure they're probably as busy as I am today. I think there's about 10 on average in Northern Ireland, not with Duchenne. There's at least 70 in Northern Ireland that have Duchenne, but only 10 who can benefit from this drug. And one of the families I would be in close contact with, whose son was on the trial, and the results that they have seen have just been amazing. So to know that he will continue getting his drug and that Callum can start getting it, it's just an immense day for us.
And do we know how soon the drug will be available? Is that unclear yet?
It's unclear. We've been told within a couple of weeks. I was speaking to Callum's neurologist this morning. They're just gathering data and trying to find out all the patients that can benefit, and they'll contact them in due course.